Hey there, I'm Robert, and this is The Real Quick Show, where we spend about 6 or 7 minutes exploring successful solo parent hacks. Today, we're discussing self-confidence, and I'm joined by Kimberly Mitchell. Kim?
Hello.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
So you are always full of self-confidence.
Oh, just walking it oozes out of me.
I know, because I know you well, that you had days that you felt anything but.
Oh my goodness.
Walk
low
us through
of
some
the
of that.
Low, just deepest pit you could possibly think of.
Yeah.
Especially in those early days. And because, you know, I've also had lots of awful words spoken into my life before I became a single mom. And man, Robert, I just felt like I'm awful. I'm a loser. I will never do this. I've ruined my children's lives. God could never use me. You know, washed up, thrown away.
I think it's the common thing that anyone that's gone through divorce, and for me, the same. I mean, I don't think it's just women. I think, you know, women have a little more self-confidence issues, I think, going in just because the media just bombards you with this is what you should look like.
Yes.
And men too, but not quite as much. But anyone that goes through a divorce, I mean, the nature of divorce is to point out the flaws of the other person.
Yes.
I mean, that's what happens in divorce. And so it's completely understandable that you come on the other side of divorce, having just gone through being reminded of all the awful things you've not only done in the past, but that you currently do, true or untrue.
Right, exactly.
And so we carry a lot of wounds. For me, it was, I thought that, you know, I'm never going to have a family again. Forget having another business, another career. You know, I'm damaged goods. Who's going to want me? And again, a lot of it was spoken by my ex. And, you know, it's interesting how loud that voice is.
It's so
even today. I mean, I'm, you know, 13 years past that, and I still can hear the words.
Yes,
you know? So self-confidence is something that we all deal with for sure. What were some of the steps that you took to move towards getting self-confidence again?
At the very beginning, I'll be honest, after the divorce, I actually did go to a Christian counselor.
Yeah.
Number one.
That is a big deal.
And a lot of it was just to get, to just reestablish fresh words. I really actually went to, I went to a woman Christian counselor and just was like, I have been spoken, you know, lots of these words, and I speak a lot of them to myself.
Sure.
And I have to change that.
It's like deprogramming.
Deprogramming. And so I did do that first. And then I just really believe it's about, like, we have to replace, well, like God even says, you know, think on these things that are true and right and lovely. And so I listen, Robert, to a whole lot of worship music because I'm like, there is truth and hope in those words and I need it. And I love music more than anything. And I would fill our house. Like, that's pretty much all I played all the time. And I thought I was doing it for my kids most of the time.
You're right.
But really, it was for me because there was just truth in that. And just, I just really had to remind myself who I was in Jesus. Like, because an identity is where our confidence is. When we know where our identity is.
That's such a good point.
We can wake up feeling really weak.
Right.
But when we go, but my identity's in Jesus. There's just something about that.
And I think that's a perfect opportunity as a single parent to kind of rebuild. I've often like talked about it in the way of like when you're redesigning or revamping or remodeling a house, you have to tear everything out in order to make it new. And that is an ugly process. And so sometimes by the nature of going through these seasons of feeling less about ourselves, we recognize that that's what God... It's not, he didn't design it that way necessarily, but he allows things to be stripped away so that we can get down to just the studs that are left to build the identity he intended, you know, because we as adults start propping ourselves up with all the roles that we play and good things and bad things, successful entrepreneur or successful mom or, you know, loser mom or dad or, you know, whatever. So it is definitely an opportunity to move towards a true identity. For me, the self-confidence piece, I think, came from this, similar to you, writing down affirmations and posting them. Because here's the thing. If you are a single parent, there is an incredible resilience and strength to you. It's just that sometimes the voices that are louder are the ones pointing out how you're not measuring up.
Absolutely.
But if you spent a little time like digging deep into the strength that you actually have, even though mm-hmm. you don't feel it, and then write that down and remind yourself of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally write it down and yes. hang it on your mirror or something. You know, those are things that help me. Also, having a sense of accomplishment. I write about this in the yeah. book, you know, like just the small things in a uh-huh. single parent's life. It's so hard to think about the things that we accomplish because there are so many things that we don't accomplish. Mm-hmm. We don't measure up. Things like making your bed in the morning. Yeah. You know, I mean,
just it's huge.
Simple things where just yes. started it, finished it, and it's done. You know, yeah. I found those things, literally making my bed was something that I did. I did it more then than I do now. Because it was one thing that I just yep. knew that was accomplished. Mm-hmm. Cooking was another thing for me where I could start it, enjoy yeah. doing it, and then it was done. Mm-hmm. Like, so finding things that that you can actually pull off and accomplish helped with yeah. self-confidence.
Absolutely.
Okay, so to wrap this up, let's land on four hacks that we can give to a single parent out there, what they can do to help build their self-confidence. Kim, you go first.
Well, I think you need to fill yourself with truth.
Yeah.
It was through music, through God's word, and say these things in your head over and over. Because someone told me to do not be afraid, be strong, and be confident. Because mm-hmm. we know where our identity lies. And that to me is where courage lies, is knowing I belong to Jesus. Things may not always be right. Circumstances can be really, really tough, but I know who I am in Him. And He promises to take care of us.
And He promises that we're enough.
And that we're with enough. Him.
I think yes. the other thing, adding to that, is for me, the second hack would be writing affirmations down mm-hmm. and posting them on your mirror.
Yes.
Or in your car, on your rearview mirror. Absolutely. Wherever. You need voices into your life,
yep.
that the truth voice that tells you that you are strong and that you have something.
Absolutely.
Of value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Stop negative self-talk. Listen. Sometimes we have to just kind of replace. I have, you know, my daughter used to say, like, I'm stupid and all this. And I'm like, no, you're not. And then we're going to replace that with who Jesus says you are. Like, you're beautiful. You're strong. You're, you know, His child. And until my mother one day said, and Kimberly, dear, you need to do that too. I'm like, yeah.
Limit negative self-talk.
No negative self-talk.
That's good. And then finally, I would add, create a task. Create tasks that you can accomplish, like mm-hmm. cooking or making your bed. There's yeah. always something. So those are our thoughts today. I hope they were helpful. I'm glad you joined us here. And if you wouldn't mind posting a comment and a favorable review, preferably, on our podcast, that actually means a lot to us, and it goes a long way in helping build what we're doing. In the meantime, until we see you next week, please join our Facebook community at facebook.com/Solo Parent Society. And remember, whatever you're facing, you are not alone.